Okay, maybe we should start keeping these meetings before the start, that's when the real revelations come out. Okay, folks, have we any apologies tonight? I think we're fairly full, Andrew, from Alliance. Okay, so Duncan and Andrew are the only two, and we have gone past five, so we'll see. Any declarations of interest?
No.
No? We go on to the action sheet, so just sort of quickly through the action sheet.
Proposed,
so we have a seconder for the action sheet, Terry Arden.
Terry.
Fowler. Sorry, Fowler, you didn't even have a line. Okay, we have our proposer and seconder then for the action sheet, so we just move on to item four. And item four is 2020 agenda NI economic conference. Connor, are you thinking about the Jonathan?
So, Chairman, this is a request by agenda NI to continue the arrangement. Chairman, as you know, the council did hold the conference in partnership with agenda NI this year, and it's been honored. Chairman, the proposal is promptly in relation to the event for 2020. We would recommend that we continue the relationship for a further year. It's an opportunity to showcase what is happening in terms of regeneration and development in the district. We would be suggesting at this point to suggest move to potentially other move the venue to Canal Court or near the end of the district for this for the coming year if the council were so minded to continue the arrangement.
Councillor Hart?
I had just proposed that because I was just going to bring that up, but maybe if we located it around the district, so I'll probably propose it.
Okay, thank you. And I have to say, I went to that conference and it was superb. Who did you want in? You know, it's not me.
I was just going to endorse it, but you were there, Roisin. We attended it last year and it was really worthwhile. And it was second salary. So we didn't move it around.
Okay. Declan, are you indicating? Everybody's happy, so we have a proposed and seconded. And we'll look at maybe hosting at this time then in Uri, just to make sure that everybody gets a little bit of a lift from that. Sorry?
Sure.
As soon as you've done the venue big enough.
We'll
certainly look at that, Henry. We'll certainly look at that, please. Okay, move on then to item five. By the way, if anybody does get a chance to go to that conference, it really is fantastic. It's really well worth going to. Item five is the Neuro Chamber Cross Border Conference, and again, this is Jonathan.
Chairman, this is a request by Neuro Chamber to support cross-border events that they're running in conjunction with Louth County Council and the Enterprise Agencies North and South in relation to looking at the challenges of Brexit, looking at how businesses now should prepare and giving assistance. There will be a number of guest speakers coming along to offer practical advice and look at some of the challenges that are now pending and how those can be best mitigated for and planned for the term. Recommendation is that we partner with the Chamber in this event at the cost of £5,000.
Okay, Gary?
Yeah, sir, given the fact that we only have time and what's going to happen for Brexit, sir, I think certainly to support this sort of event, so I propose, sir.
Okay, Gary,
Gary.
Okay,
anyone
else?
Okay. Chair.
Thank you very much, Mickey. Any other comments? Everybody else happy to move on? Okay. Item six then, BRCD, the Belfast Region City Deals. Okay, Jonathan, this is you again.
Charlie, yes, as part of the Belfast Region City Deal, there is a major section of the one of the key pillars is around digital and innovation, Chairman, and as part of the proposals today, there has been space identified within the theatre conferencing facility in terms of creating a maker space for digital innovation and for the creative industries and tech businesses. We're coming out at a time where we need to start to develop those proposals in a bit more detail, and we're recommending that we bring in consultants to help design that facility in a bit more detail around the technical equipment that we need and how that would integrate with smart cities and all the other initiatives that are ongoing. You have to set aside to do this, so we're taking it from an existing budget and work that had been planned to do that we knew we needed to do because we're looking to move forward or requesting that we're able to move forward at this point to inform the business cases that are now required. As a lot of the work has been ongoing, probably more of a bigger capital project to be able to city day, this is starting to get a bit more of the detail in terms of the innovation and the digital side.
Okay, thank you, Jonathan. Mickey, you still have your mic on. Did you want to come into that? No, Terry.
Thanks very much, Cheryl. First of all, welcome to Tibor, and it's good to see you there. The foundations in place for the Belfast City Deal, but I'm just wondering, is there anything the Belfast City Deal for the public, for the north end of the constituency, and also in relation to the 5G regional test beds?
Terry, that's not on the agenda. And, you know, the stick to the papers that are here.
Yeah.
So, if you want to ask the, you know, the officers anything that's not on the agenda, do that after the meeting.
We'll just stick to the
papers.
Thank you, Chairperson. I was actually coming to the regional test beds. I know what's the progress, and I know officers went away and look at that. And with issues with regard to 5G, I wonder how far we've gone with the reports on health issues and stuff as well. We're just wondering what the update was on the 5G.
Okay, well, it's not actually on the agenda. The paper we have in front of us is the.
Jonathan, do you want to? Sure, and then obviously the advisory tech will come from the PCC, which is Public Health England. We're getting information back to them, but we're not in a position to bring that back as yet. Sure, but it is, it's the work that's ongoing. However, the work that we've done previously around the 5G was in preparation for that, and there is no funding available, no avenue to be able to pursue that. But the health issues are still being progressed or being explored anyway.
Yeah,
all right,
Karen.
Willie, you're
next. Sure. Jonathan. I just want to propose that you accept
the
office of the
okay, thank you.
Jonathan. Yeah, just something that it is come out of that study deal. I was wondering, I'm sure you explored it, but just a little curiosity. That money, was that not being committed? That's lots of funding that's coming in the study deal. You know, to do work.
But this is the work of the proposal, so the money's earmarked at a high level for the project, for the implementation of it, but you still have to work it out.
Yeah, I thought
that
they would be able to give you money actually to do the work out for the big major terror plan and stuff, you know?
Because no projects with no allocations have been made for any of the projects within the city deal, you have to work out your strategic outline case and an outline business case to prove that they're viable projects before you can draw down any of the funding of the Belfast City Region deal. So there is a contribution for councils, and they're not 100% funded projects, so there is a contribution from councils and the six partners within the city deal put towards the project. This is an element of our contribution to match fund Belfast City Region Deal. So it's, although it's money we're spending up front now, it's an allocation that we have to make to access the funding. So this 15,000 is money that we spend to develop the outline business case to feed into the digital economy within City Deal and to access, what is it, around 1.5 million for the project. So it's a very small percentage of the match funding that we will probably have to allow for going forward. So but that's how it works, and it's the same for all the things.
Okay, we have a proposal, sorry, Stephen seconded, okay. You're happy enough, you don't, no comment? You're happy enough, yeah?
Well, Chair, the point I was with you, there's huge benefits in this whole, like all these activities in the city being so high, I think quite honestly there's so many beneficiaries that this will be super rural or urban. I think we need to be involved in it as far as we can.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Fair enough.
Everybody
feels happy with moving forward
with
this project? Yeah. Okay, we'll move on to the tourism events, and Andy is here to take these. And the first one is item 7, the tourism promotion events. Andy?
Chair, the paper said the details of the tourism trade shows that officers are proposed to attend over the next financial year. These shows really provide an opportunity for us to promote the district to international buyers from the travel trade. And the shows are often attended in partnership with local tourism businesses, first off. And really, it really provides a very valuable chance of increasing awareness stays and the economic impact directly across the district. So the profile for these activities is profiled within, the budgets are profiled within the next financial year's departmental budget.
Okay, thank you, Andy. Terry?
Thanks so much, sir. I'm only too happy to propose that we accept the recommendations in the paper, and I do support the council's efforts at promotion at conferences. No matter what opportunity we have, we should take it. The rest of what we is an excellent showcase all around, so I'm only too happy to propose to go ahead with this paper.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
Robert?
I'm excited about the very important idea.
I
would agree with that, that the best set out and market itself. But one observation I have since coming into council in May last year is I never asked for any feedback from the trips that, you know, and the conferences. And I know that's been said on numerous occasions, but I'd just like to know, you know, what is the actual benefit of it, and, you know, where I can see feedback coming as a local council.
Just on that, through the chair, we're currently working on. We would gather evidence after each show, and that could be directly related to bed nights. Now, sometimes it takes a time for that to materialise, but we've kept a record of that. So we'll bring a paper detailing all of the benefits from the shows attended, and to make the RT for members open and consideration.
I take that on board, and I think it's so important, but it's just like even from a more questionable level, they ask me here what the councillors are getting from it, because, you know, obviously there's sometimes the same councillors going, so it would be interesting to know the benefit and how you are seeing it.
It's officers attend these shows, and I think just off the top of my head, just to give you an idea from Yuri Mornadown Council started, I think for every time that we spend, there's a return of, Andy, what is it?
Like £6 or £7
Return in terms of investments within the local economy, but these are attended by and large by officers.
Chair, this is one that we made, and Neil Downcourt, so councillors, I used to give a report, don't go to the council to give a report to the council what they've done. Actually, one of the people I did try to make a report of where I was, but I was slapped down.
Well, nobody's going to slap you down today, Terry, but we will have a look maybe, Andy, at officers, you know, bringing something back.
We've been outdoor capital. We put money into events such as mountain biking events, etc. And it's all very good, and we have big support of outdoors and our recreation. It's very important to the area, it's very important to the people living in the area. But just the room, I can't see any trade shows or, you know, outdoor trade shows in this. And, you know, what there's three golf and issues, you know, the name, and I think golf is having a difficult time with in financial times and membership numbers. But I just wonder, nothing in mind per se, but I mean, if it was scoped, if it was beneficial for the officer to go and research sort of outdoor markets maybe, and how those, and those issues, would it be prudent to maybe send officers to something like that if such trade shows were researched and highlighted?
Through the chair, this list has been combined in consultation with tourism businesses and the local providers here in the district, including the cafe tourism providers. So there are a couple of shows, the ITV Berlin and Offenbach shows would specifically provide opportunity for activity tourism to be represented. And it's the case that we would often attend these shows with those providers themselves come along to sell their offerings. So if there's opportunity for other activity tourism shows, we're happy to speak to the activity providers here in the district and to scope them out. And I suppose just to say that we've got a limited budget as such, so we can't go to all shows, unfortunately, so these are really just representative of what we feel would give us the best return on investment back again.
Okay, Andy,
are
you happy enough
to
think tourism is something that changes and evolves, so
yes,
the officers will make a commitment to
that's the point I was going to sum up off on, is that, you know, that we were getting in contact with the likes of Red Bull, we put on our, we have put on the box on successfully. This company and mountain biking company that's in it worth getting kind of those providers as well. I mean, just to see where the industry is. I mean, what competitions is that are industry driven and yeah, thank you, Janet.
Appreciate that, Andy. Okay, we had a proposal in a second for that. So we move on to item 8, which is the Financial Assistance Grant Fund, the Tourism Events and Tourism Partnership Marketing. Again, Andy, do you want to guide us through this one?
The application to financial assistance call closed in December. The call for activity within the 2020-2021 financial year. So the assessment for the tourism events and tourism partnership marketing strands have been complete, and the paper sets out a summary of the assessment with recommendations detailing the total grant to be awarded for the two schemes. As is the case in previous years, we don't set out full details of each of the applications. This is intended to be a high level summary. So on approval of the paper, it will allow officers to move forward and issue approval to full council. Officers will issue letters of offer as soon as possible to the applicants, and specifically this is very important for tourism event organisers to try and get details of grant funding as early as possible. That really affects their planning for the events in the summer. So details are included in the paper, and the budget, just to say, has been provided within the ERT departmental budget for the 2020-2021 financial year.
Okay, thank you. And seconded by Councillor Hammer. And everyone else happy to move on? Okay. Item 9 then, the Newry and Lorne Museum Forward Plan. Ian, yourself,
Andy? Yeah, so our two museums are required to develop a forward plan in line with the accreditation requirements of the Northern Ireland Museums Council. So these plans are detailed with the activity and programmes that will take place over the next 3 years. So this paper details the Newry and Lorne Museums forward plan to 2023, and the budgets are profiled again within the departmental budgets for the next financial year.
Robert?
Yeah, I propose that we go with this here. The museums are very important to our district, and the museum team are doing a lot of good hard work in the museums, and I would propose that we go with the application.
Okay, Robert, appreciate that. Henry?
Yeah, thanks, Alan. I know that the team in there are doing a lot of good work, and they have done a lot of outreach to schools and everything, but it's just the general persona of the museum. Most people still regard it as a little car park. They don't even see that as a museum or even part of the Area 1 Council. It is very crowded. It's not suitable for a museum, as far as anyone I've talked to have discussed it. And I think it doesn't really, it's not really suitable as a place to you'll bring out the tremendous history of the Muirian Mona area. And maybe in the future, as some sort of forward plan, that we could look at alternative venues to put a museum in Muirian, because it is something that's growing. Cultural tourism is one of the quickest growth factors within that industry. And it's something that we should seriously look at. And even, you know, we're mentioning here the Newry Canal, the first one in the British Isles, and how significant it was for the time. And, you know, we should be working to even reopen that canal to bring us the whole way up the Loch Nain over to Ballyshannon, but that's for a different time. But instead of, you know, spending money on making nice projects, or maybe taking a poke in Newry City Centre, we should have been doing something like redeveloping the canal, which would have been used extensively. But that's just my saying.
Are you happy to put
a
step into the proposal, or
are
you not?
Yeah, I'm happy enough for now, but I mean, in the future, we need to, we need to look seriously at developing an alternative venue. And we didn't do the big project tonight. We instead the Newry Canal. We had a fantastic opportunity last year. We were involved, as was myself and Jim, on the city deal. And I did raise that and wasn't given any serious consideration. And now, where's the money going to spend on a really daft initiative in the city centre in Europe?
Well, again, I mean, it's not for this meeting, but certainly we can ask the officers to have a look at an alternative venue for a museum, and certainly with the development that's going to take place, I'm sure maybe that will be possible. Robert, sure. Do you want to make just comment. For a comment?
I was just commenting. The museum is open for
just put on your mic there for me, Robert.
In the Down Museum, they have a lot of culture events and evenings, and they're bringing in young people and all, and it's really, really working well. And I don't know why the reason why they shouldn't do it in here as well. That's the reason it's not happening there.
Okay.
But it's definitely working well. It's working well in Down, and that's a good museum, Down, and everybody should take a wee look at it, especially if they're going
to go and spend it. Look at the museum campus compared to what we have in there.
Thank you, Henry. But again, this meeting,
we're
not having that this conversation
at
this meeting. Declan, do you
want to come in with a comment? I do, yeah. I think it's a very historic building. Probably been there, we may have an enhanced image when certain companies maybe create up that particular area or something along those lines. But I do think that they are very much in touch with the local community. They bring 30,000 visitors a year. Those food trucks come in, you know, everybody in society is as well touched upon in terms of the complexes, the exhibitions on. And I think it's to the credit, and I wouldn't advocate leakage from what they're advocating. I think we spent quite a lot of money on the last year, the year before, an exhibition space and alternate storage as well. You know, so.
Okay, Gareth?
Yeah, similar veins are, yeah, there is an issue with football there, but we hope, and we're going to weigh this in. I mean, but we are redeveloping that part of the city with Civic Centre, etc., and the work that's going on around the current subway and enhancing that. There's an opportunity there. But to weigh that in, I think, and improve the plus if all goes well and the health hub goes in, that's going to increase the footfall around that part of the city as well. A little bit away are moving out in June, I think it is, moving into Workfield. So maybe there's opportunities there for the phone call.
It would be a doubt for the museum, right?
Okay, Henry, everybody's
to
the and as far as I don't think Henry was criticising staff or anything to do, it was just the venue perhaps, and maybe we do need to signpost it better. Willis?
Sure, that's what I was just going to say. I think it does need signage. There's an issue you're making in the review that was recognised that there was need for signage to make particularly visitors make them aware that it is a museum. It's a very fast stretch of road, and at times people don't have time to take the attraction in.
In regards to, I had a number of events at Dagan's Castle, and they were very rich and rewarding. I remember going to one, it was the history of the local travelling community in the Newry area, and that was a great exhibition as well. You know, so there's a number of exhibitions that are on, and maybe councillors should make themselves familiar with what is actually on.
Okay, and if anybody wants to, you want to see a relative of you hanging on the wall of Bernard Golding, who's really another attraction up there in the museum, but please, please go and have a look at him, Henry. Okay, we look then to move on to item 10, tourism accommodation fund. Andy, you happy enough, Andy?
Yeah, I'm just going to add to that last paper. There was a fairly great consultation on the forward plan, and that feedback was brought into the proposal, so very good feedback on the museum. But certainly we can discuss any proposals going forward with the Tourism Task Force group with members, and if there's anything that needs to be raised or objected, we can do it through that forum.
Okay, and then the Tourism Accommodation Fund.
Group the district's tourism sector is one of our key corporate priorities. And in line with that goal, it's recognised that there is a need for the council to enable the development of more tourist accommodation, and specifically more hotels within the district in key areas to generate bed nights and economic spend. So approval had been previously granted for officers to go and develop a capital grant fund for enabling the development of key hotels and key locations. So officers have since progressed with developing a capital fund, and approvals now start to open a call for expressions of interest in quarter 1 2020-2021 financial year. And just to say on the paper, the criteria that we're looking at would be a close call for developments that are 30 bedrooms or more, projects that have received planning permission, projects that are in line with match funding that doesn't breach EU state aid rules, and then projects that are seeing a maximum grant application of that should be 400,000 rather than 300,000. And really, so that's the criteria that we would be looking to apply. And just to say, the capital budgets have been profiled within the council's capital grant program for the next financial year.
Okay, councillors, at the minute, Willie has his light on, and then Declan and Dermot. Okay, Willie, go ahead.
Thanks, Sharon. I'd like to propose to accept the recommendation. I think this is a really good initiative to increase the accommodation bed nights across the district. It's also obviously it will enable us to bid for larger events, both sporting and other events. The more bed capacity we have, the better chance we have of hosting major events. It's also a prime for investment in our local tourism industry. So I think it's a really, really good initiative. It's also an increase on our rate rates as well. So the money we're putting money out as innovation, we're also getting the rates back in kind, and so it's jobs for the local community as well.
Thank you, Willie. Declan?
Yeah, sure. Again, in time with this, I would again just allude to the fact that I think we're probably the only council doing something like this. It's great step forward, very innovative forward thinking. A very unique concept as well. Give people confidence in the council behind them, and 300,000 whatever it is for application, I think is maybe a great boost for some of you just maybe thinking and might to do this, you know. I just want to know just how wide you're going to be advertising the fact that we have to go over that as well, and then how much can we actually pinpoint the areas. Just for example, say you want 3 people over in Newcastle. Sorry, say 3 applications in Newcastle, but we were thinking about we need 1 point to somewhere else, whatever. But what sort of thoughts have been given to that? If we do get the ticket going forward, have we given enough ourselves enough leeway to influence that?
Did you want to comment on that?
I think we could get that answer them all around.
Okay, are you happy enough to dwell on to be able to do all the questions? Okay, darling.
Okay. I welcome this. I think it is a great initiative, so it is together. My great boost for the hotel industry in the other. But at this present point of time, because I understand new hotels, it's building new hotels. Unfortunately, in our district, there's some hotels that we've made the government, and I thought maybe I might have been able to extend myself to cover those and then away. But how did that? I mean, if we're going to give hotels that boost of 100,000, you know, that's great. But what I'd like to know is where the Denham has the right government is. Because I'm still being in the Denham area, and we're still being there for development of a hotel with her, and all the money, what was it earlier on, and this would solve that money problem. As far as I can see it, I just want to know in relation to that, because I'm probably there.
Okay, any other questions?
Everybody else
happy to move on? Glenn, do you want?
Yeah, just on the grant of £1 million, is that in total for the whole council term? The whole council term? The other question there, in targeting, is for particular areas, it's just the likes of Newcastle, yes, it's a hub, one point possibly. Possibly.
But Blaydon, you give us some care, possibly.
Just gives another place there is, and just on them, how you go to the other type of.
Okay, Devin, we'll turn your light off there for me. Andy, do you want to answer those questions? And then, as I said, we have a proposal in a second, so we'll move on. Okay, Andy?
Sure, so the fund will be promoted, but really this is a close call, so it's based on those criteria that we've set out there, and we're looking for applicants that are information and meet those criteria, so that's the process will be set out in those terms. In terms of the Abbey Nod site, we can't go into specifics on particular developments, but suffice to say that our officers are working with other agencies and with developers as far as possible on all these schemes to try and bring them forward for progression. Yes, the £1 million is the total grant fund, and really in terms of the locations, then we will assess what comes back in terms of where the applicants are basing the development. So we will assess really what comes back, and then based on the fund available, we'll be bringing forward recommendations on that here.
Okay.
And we're anticipating that this fund is there to drive new large hotel developments, and that's our initial focus would be on new additional hotels of a significant size. We may or may not get enough applications to cover the entire fund. If there's a shortfall after the first call, we may come back to look at what other sectors within the accommodation industry that we might want to look at. Maybe with smaller funding for smaller developments, but we'll not know that until we've won the first call. But we are aware that there is 2 to 3 significant developments which are sitting there with planned applications that maybe need some catalyst to push them forward, and this is what this is hoped that we might be able to achieve. But this is the funding for this year. You may decide and may approach during the race process setting for next year to ask for an additional fund to put in for 2021-22, but we'll see how this goes first.
Okay, Glenn, just make
sure
because I want to move on.
Yeah, I know there's a significant one possibly coming in there from one part into the future, which would be a huge one. So, for instance, if there isn't a massive paid up on this, could the whole fund then be redirected towards one major development? I know I don't think you have said that, but I know the one would probably be a significant one for that area.
Yes, I think we wouldn't want to be in a position where we're second guessing.
Yeah.
I know Warren Park recently wouldn't have a planning application submitted as yet.
Well, yeah.
So again, it may not be able to meet the criteria at this time. There is the aid rules where we have provided aid that's in addition to over 20% of rural capital spend. So there is limits in what we can pay out as well. So we all have to be mindful that we can't be in breach of that.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Rich.
I don't think that answers just how wide we're advertising that. It's just within the district.
District-wide. Item 11 is actually in committee, so rather than come in and out of committee, what I would suggest is that we move on to item 12, which is the notice of motion, and that's why we've been joined by our colleague Cathy Mason. And after Cathy deals with item 12, we'll go back up to item 11 to go into committee, and it means then. It means then that we're not coming in and out of committee. Sorry folks, it was mentioned to you in the last item that there was a typo error in the paperwork and that the sum of money should have said up to 400,000, not 300,000. Can I just, if you says 100% right, can I just take a proposer and a seconder that that amendment has been acknowledged? Right, so the projects that are seeking a maximum grant up to 400,000 is how it should have been read. Thank you. So we will go on then to Cathy's item, the notice of motion. And as I say, Cathy Mason has joined us here. So Cathy, would you like to read out your motion for us, please?
Yes, thank you. The City Council recognises the transformational impact of rural development funding has had on many of our local rural communities throughout the district. Notes the negative impact that the loss of this funding opportunity will have for many isolated rural communities who would have availed of such funding opportunities and therefore agreed to source ways in which this council can continue to help invest in our rural communities. So as we're all aware, rural development funding has been a great benefit to all of our rural communities across this district. Our farmers have been able to improve sustainability and efficiencies in their farms through applications for capital grants. They've had opportunities to access business development groups, helping them to streamline their businesses, allowing them to buy in highly competitive markets. Many community groups have had access to funding to help target and end rural isolation for elderly. Sports clubs that we're all aware of have utilized funding to improve their facilities, enabling them to provide much needed activities for our youth, vastly improving their health and well-being. This funding has also allowed health development teams across the district to operate various health and wellbeing projects, which have greatly benefited rural communities who often do not meet the criteria for larger province-wide schemes. For example, Four Walks for Life were organised across Down in partnership with the Countdown Rural Network. We've got approximately 600 walkers taking part to celebrate World Suicide Prevention Day. In my own area, local area of Kings Group, we have two communities that have absolutely no play facilities, instead families are forced to travel outside their local community to build play parks for similar facilities. This is not acceptable and shouldn't be tolerated. The ending of this funding reinforces the negative effects of Brexit that are being echoed across the entire district and back to the whole of the north. This council can't allow the recklessness and chaos of Westminster to have such a detrimental effect on our rural communities. I'm therefore asking the council to actively seek alternative sources of funding to continue to help our rural communities. I am aware that there are Peace Plus and other workshops that are ongoing at the minute, and so I would ask the council to work hand in hand with these and place very high priority on them.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Henry.
Do you want me to take this off?
Are you happy to make any comments about Cathy's motion?
Yeah.
Do you agree with it? Disagree with it?
Yeah, look, I understand Cathy's concerns. But I feel her concerns may be misplaced, because if you look at what the government is proposing to replace a lot of rural development funds right across the UK, it's called the SPF, the Shared Prosperity Fund, and it's going to emulate or actually increase the amount of money that rural communities did get from Brussels. And don't forget, that was our money actually sent over there and then sent back. And the difference with the Shared Prosperity Fund is that Europe would traditionally lay down the parameters where that money could be spent. The SPA will allow local authorities to do that. So it actually presents a huge opportunity to actually improve on how money has been spent or where it's been spent. Now, our assembly, because it was defunct for the last number of years, we are behind in it. The Scots, they're saying, look, they suspect that Boris Johnson is going to put this out as some sort of UK sovereign fund, you know, to bind the union together. And the Scots are actually trying to get their share of it to stand through the Scottish Parliament. It hasn't even been discussed here yet. So we need to get our MLAs, our MPs on the ball on this and make sure that we get a big contribution from it. But it will actually be better than what we got from the EU. And I think it's something that we can look forward to and have plans in place on how we're going to use it. But I agree with Cathy, the Rural Development Fund does serve a purpose, but thankfully now it's coming to an end as we leave the EU.
I'm not so sure that it is coming to an end, which
I'd like to say it's a future. I do understand that there is more going on to that of the new rural development program, but let me contrary to what maybe the detail Henry's talking about. I mean, this council area specifically is one of the highest or the biggest geographical areas with the highest number of density of population of any of the councils living in a rural area. So we have got the last one of 11 million team of which the new versions are sure of that. Johnny alluded to some good projects we've done. But I think it's essential that we would get and equal that or more. And there's maybe no guarantees in this, but you know, these could be all divided or so called equally, but our area was recognised for its particular geographical size. We would advocate from that. We would need to just have that to sustain current expectations and future expectations. Driving this forward, and it'd be great to be able to open it out even further, in further aspects of development and business development, etc., and especially tourism as well. We've talked about here just in the last item about development hotels on this. So these all will be very much part of the new scheme. So if we take those things into consideration, certainly it's a good motion and it should be brought forward at every opportunity.
Thank you, Declan.
Sure, just to agree with Declan. In regards to the Rural Development Fund, it's a lifeline to rural communities. A lot of it is in Cathy outlined in her motion. I thank Cathy for bringing the motion. In regards to sporting clubs, in regards to playgrounds, and in regards to community homes, you know, it wouldn't be possible without them. Yourself, Chair, chairperson of the local mayor, you know fully well the range of activities the state of Texas was in at the moment. Now, Boris Johnson, I wouldn't know what he said, but in regards to what the captain's motion is actually asking for, is clarity of what will fill the void. That's all we're asking for. And that means writing to the Assembly, asking directly to the British government, you know, what is going to be put in place. I know there's a range of workshops already taking place, but it's that clarity, and I think communities need that clarity too, and I think councils need that clarity, because you can be sure if there's no funding available, that the council will have to tell that point. So I just welcome the motion. And do we have to, and can I have to propose the motion to the government?
Yeah.
I propose we accept the motion.
Just for anybody that's not aware, there are a number of workshops regarding rural development at the minute, and members of the LAID and the wider community would be part of those workshops. I think it's fair to say that at the minute they are aspirational, because there is no mention of a fund or exactly what the fund will be, but they are aspirational. And I know that the council, I think, has had people have gone to the Peace Plus workshops, because there is money guaranteed from Europe for the border regions in it. I think what the point that Kathy made is that we work hand in hand with all of those groups to make sure that we can secure as much money and funding as possible for our rural communities. Are you happy enough with that, Jenna, or summing up, Kathy? Is everybody happy enough with that? Well, Willie has proposed that, and we have a seconder that would be the way forward, Declan or Una. So, Kathy, are you happy? Happy enough? We don't need to add anything else?
No, Jenna, that's good. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, councillors. Okay, folks, we're going to move back up then to item 11, and this item is deemed to be restricted by virtue of paragraph 3 of part 1 of section 6 of the Local Government Act 2014. Information relating to the financial business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information, and the council may by resolution be excluded during this item of business. So I just ask, thank you, our recorders are leaving the room, so okay, can we have a proposer and a seconder for committee? Robert and seconder, Mickey Rulam. And then Anthony, do you want to see if the press wants to come back in? The committee has unanimously backed the recommendations of the officer that the lease will be renewed with the same length as before. Okay, councillors. Items 13, 14, 15, 16 and 17 are for noting only. No one raised anything with me, so I'm going to read them out and bring the meeting to a close. Item 13, the planning performance figures. Item 14, Castle Well and Forest Park task and finish. Item 15, Downpatrick regeneration. Item 16, the historic action transfer sheet. Item 17, the scheme of delegation. And there were for noting only, that's the meeting. Closed, two nights, safe home, and a set of shares of both our brand.
I'm talking about you, Henry. I'm finished. Yes, I'm finished.